1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we've got 52 degrees.
That's the expected high for today, and skies will become a little more sunny throughout your Thursday.
Well, good news. An Ozaukee County teen found this morning after being reported missing while trying to canoe the Milwaukee River yesterday. County Sheriff's Office said that 17-year-old Cedarburg male was found near Grafton after a search plane noticed his canoe this morning. He was reported missing this morning after his mother did not hear from him since last night. The teen was trying to canoe the river between Cedarburg and Grafton, but he quit when the waters got too rough. He didn't know where he was, so he made camp with a tent and a small fire overnight. Teen taken to a local hospital for evaluation, but expected to be fine.
The body of a Sheboygan man missing for nearly 5 months has washed up on a beach in Lower Michigan. Sheboygan Police Captain Jim Vieser said they got word yesterday that the body of Alan Townsend was recovered on Tuesday near Ludington.
There's identifying marks that are on Mr. Townsend, and as we've been advised, the identifying marks found on their unknown person match our missing Mr. Townsend.
Officials in Michigan said tattoos on Townsend's chest helped to determine his identity. They believe the body may have drifted across the lake from Wisconsin. Townsend was last seen leaving a home on Alabama Avenue last November, and a family member reported him missing a month later.
A Milwaukee man was formally charged today in Sheboygan County Court in connection with that high-speed chase that occurred on I-43 in Sheboygan County on Tuesday. 42-year-old Jeffrey Bridges was allegedly the driver of the car that led officers on a chase at speeds of up to 115 miles an hour into Manitowoc County. Deputies at the time trying to stop that car on I-43 after it was believed the occupants had been involved in retail theft at the Deer Trace Home Depot. Authorities said the car hit spike strips placed in Manitowoc County, then turned off of I-43 at County C, and continued fleeing on deflated tires until Bridges began losing control. He finally stopped, got out, and laid down on the shoulder of the road, then was taken into custody, along with two other men in the car. Bridges facing up to 3.5 years in prison if convicted.
A second air monitoring station has been installed in Sheboygan County. It is located along Highway 42 between Sheboygan and Howard's Grove and will complement a current monitor at the Kohler Andre State Park to gather air quality readings in the Sheboygan area. The Sheboygan County Chamber of Commerce says the second monitor may help the county remove a non-attainment classification, which they believe deters businesses from moving or starting in the county. They believe the county's status is due to pollutants like ozone moving northward from the Milwaukee area. The new air monitoring station is fully funded by the state and will be run by the DNR.
Well, Governor Scott Walker isn't backing off on his jobs pledge while conceding he's fallen well short of his goal of creating 250,000 new jobs during his first term in office. Walker says he's still done better than his Democratic predecessor. His challenger, Democrat Mary Burke, has been critical of his failure to grow the jobs as promised, but Walker isn't backing off on that goal of getting
there. What I'm saying is we're still aiming for that because for us, and again, that's why I think in the end, people are not going to penalize us for aiming big.
Piper High School in Sunrise, Florida is on precautionary lockdown after a student was reportedly stabbed on campus. The injured student was alert and talking to paramedics when he was taken to Broward Health with a chest wound. A possible suspect is a fellow student and is in police custody.
Milwaukee Bucks getting new owners. Team President Herb Kohler announced the $550 million sale yesterday to hedge fund investors Wes Edens and Mark Lazary. The deal requires the team to stay in Milwaukee, a city where Edens says they want to see them win.
The Milwaukee fans deserve a winning team. This is about winning basketball games. It's about winning championships. It's about being part of the community, and we look forward to all those.
Lazary's also promised to put up $100 million for the creation of a new arena. Cole has made a similar pledge.
A Sheboygan woman was charged with disorderly conduct for her actions at the Republican headquarters in Sheboygan Tuesday. Sheboygan Police Sergeant Brad Riddio said the 54-year-old entered the office on Indiana Avenue around 12:20 p.m. to discuss an article she found online and made her upset. During the conversation with Republican Party personnel, she became upset and created a disturbance inside and outside the building, leading to the charge.
Neighbors in Oak Creek reacting after an elderly man shot and killed his wife before turning the gun on himself yesterday afternoon. We get that story from Eric Griller.
People who live near the crime scene are having a hard time coming to grips with what happened.
It's hard to accept because they both were good Christians.
Jack Lang called police to say he shot his wife and himself. Bill Weber says he knows the couple was dealing with major health issues.
We've been trying to help them out as much as we can. I know they were planning on putting their house up for sale this spring and moving into a retirement home.
The man's wife died on the scene. Jack is hospitalized at Fredert. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
Parts of northern Wisconsin shoveling out from another massive spring snowstorm that dumped over a foot of snow in some locations. Some of the highest totals, 19 inches near Lac du Flambeau, 15 inches in Minog, 14 inches around Ashland, and over 11 inches near Park Falls and Rhinelander. Now, as the storm moves out, Burnett County Sheriff Dean Rowland says the general reaction from the public has shifted from gloom to optimism.
Yesterday, everyone was kind of like, oh, no, and I think this morning is a little bit more of an upbeat with the forecast. I think we're going to be moving forward here.
And it helps with forecasted highs in the 50s and 60s by the weekend.
You must mean moving forward to spring.
I'm hoping so.
How about the forecast here, Rusty?
For today, partly sunny, high near 52, low of 32 tonight, and staying dry tomorrow. A little cooler, though, upper 40s.
Currently, we are at 52 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.